debate continues over the extent to which the Trump administration's approach to CARICOM has already divided the regional integration movement, arising from two recent meetings between regional states and the administration in Washington. Barbados' Prime Minister Mia Motley has made such a charge, while the U.S. and its Caribbean associates and those who want to be seen as allies of the U.S. have rejected the charge. They assert that they are into nothing more than sovereign bilateral talks. But here's another take on the situation. This one from Russia Today, which has been hearing from Dr. Jeb Sprague, a research associate at the University of California, Riverside.
So the U.S. under Pompeo is really trying to intensify divisions in the region. And there's a long history of this. The history of foreign policy in the Caribbean, U.S. foreign policy is legendary. And we can really go back to the creation of CARICOM and what was called the Treaty of Chagaramas, where the different countries of the region signed off on having a unified foreign policy. And we see different periods in the history where this hasn't worked out. So certain countries like Trinidad refused to go along with the invasion of Grenada in the early 1980s. Other countries took part. And so the U.S. is really trying to intensify those divisions today. And a lot of countries in the region, like the Dominican Republic and Haiti, they have a lot of internal problems. And so the U.S. is taking advantage of that. The Dominican Republic, they have a $1 billion corruption scandal with the Punta Catalina power plant, with Odebrecht, one of the biggest corruption scandals in the history of the region. So they're really offering deals like to Jamaica to try to get them into the fold of this U.S. project against Venezuela and the ALBA states in the region. They've cut off financial interactions with Venezuela. They're blocking their oil exports. They've even blocked at certain points of medicines from getting into the country. So it's really a policy of ruination, of total economic terror being launched against Venezuela. And Pompeo and Trump want allies in this endeavor.
And, you know, given, and you just pointed this out, given how much economic influence that the U.S. has on the Caribbean area, are you at all surprised that Trinidad, Barbados, and even little tiny Grenada, they are now refusing to support U.S. policies in Latin America? I mean, even the Prime Minister of Barbados, who is the head of CARICOM, refused to attend Pompeo's meeting in Jamaica. I mean, what do you make of this?
So PM Motley of Barbados and PM Rowley of Trinidad, they've sided with Ralph Gonsalves, the Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, with the Prime Minister of Guyana, with a number of other smaller countries like Barbuda and Dominica, in not going to this meeting in Jamaica that Pompeo is having with these other countries that the U.S. has really worked into bringing into its project. And so it's a brave stance by these prime ministers, but it's also one, it fits into the history of struggle in the Caribbean and of leaders there and populations knowing the legacy of colonialism, of U.S. intervention, of militarism, and going along with international law and really promoting the region as a zone of peace. So they are not going along with that U.S. project. Trump met with some of these leaders in Mar-a-Lago back in January, earlier in 2019. And so now they're trying to re-amplify this project against Venezuela. And so we see that happening right now.
Dr. Jeb Sprague speaking to Russia Today. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.